Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Kevin D. Burns, B-U-R-N-S. Address is 14661 Forest Ridge Road, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530-518-1871, ID is XXX25504, date of birth is 3/20/1953, 68-year-old, married, retired man, insurance is Medicare / Anthem Blue Cross / Humana RX. Pharmacy is CVS. 1496 East Avenue. It's addressed to Dr. Jamal El Cajal. That's spelled J-A-M-A-A-L. E-L-K-H-A-L-M-D, Family Medicine, Paradise Medical Group. Pence Road, Suite B, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, continued continuity of care / history and findings of, quote, trigeminal neuralgia, unquote. Dear Dr. El Cajal, thank you for referring Kevin Burns. New paragraph, as you may remember, Kevin was previously under the care of Dr. Shobanov in Paradise, where he obtained diagnostic evaluation and laboratory testing, as well as treatment, apparently with carbamazepine. New paragraph, his dosages have been readjusted to a total of 10 100 milligram tablets per day, but despite this, he still has significant, persistent, and breakthrough pain. New paragraph, by his report, his breakthrough pain is lancinating, underline that, and can involve the retroorbital area. New paragraph, he gives an additional history of difficulty with pain about his mouth and jaw, difficulty with chewing, swallowing, and some sensory symptoms involving his tongue, which would suggest that this involves more than just the trigeminal nerve. New paragraph, by his wife's report, this has been debilitating, and he has been losing weight because of his difficulty in being able to chew and swallow. New paragraph. I've called your office to obtain the most recent laboratory and imaging procedures that have been done. New paragraph, by the family's report, there have been no recent MR imaging studies which will need to be acquired, including contrast-enhanced studies, considering his clinical symptoms. New paragraph, I have no idea as to whether other laboratory studies were done for evaluation and exclusion of infectious disease, such as Lyme disorder or similar disorders, or viral infections that may have contributed to these findings. New paragraph. Today, his neurological examination remains in within normal limits, except for his facial symptoms. New paragraph. I see no obvious motor weakness. New paragraph. Nevertheless, in consideration of this next paragraph, he does give a history of infrequent breakthrough nocturnal pain, but generally on his current regimen, including amitriptyline and duloxetine, 30 milligrams twice a day, he is able to sleep somewhat restfully. New paragraph. In consideration of this clinical history and presentation, I am going to readjust his treatment regimen, adjusting him to Trileptal, beginning at 300 milligrams four times a day and doubling the dosage as may be needed for further pain modification if successful. New paragraph, I'm scheduling him for a follow-up appointment in the office. in 2 weeks for reassessment and further recommendations. New paragraph, he will need laboratory studies to exclude hyponatremia. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when he returns and sign respectfully with my professional signature.